Brian Mazurowski here on WBEN. All right.
I am the Batman.
You were right. You know, I have to give credit to the listeners here to the show because you're just the smartest people ever. I came to you yesterday and I said, what am I dealing with here? What's going on? What should I be concerned about? What should I be looking for? And, you know, within like 10 minutes, everybody said, you got a bat. You got a bat in your walls, Brian. You got a bat in your walls. And you were right. I found that out firsthand last night. I couldn't leave you hanging on the hook. So the story reached its conclusion yesterday. I mean, it was unbelievable, right? So yesterday I told you, I heard the scratching of my walls, like 3:30 in the morning. I'm getting up ready to head in here, and I asked you what it was, and a lot of you said, bat, bat, bat. Okay, so I'm going home, and this was how it played out the rest of the day. I go home, and I listen, and trying to figure out, right, what exactly is happening here? And I'm thinking, all right, well, I'll call somebody, and we'll get it out, but I have to go in there and see. And so I go in the same place I was in the bathroom and, you know, I'm knocking around, banging around doors, just trying to see if I hear anything, and nothing, nothing. So then I'm thinking, well, you know, what am I going to do? Am I going to call somebody and try to tell them, like, hey, I heard something 10 hours ago in the walls. I think it was here. Can you help me out? Like, I feel like that's not giving people a lot of lead time, right? A lot of info to go on. So I'm trying to figure it out, right? All right, so I decide, well, we'll keep an ear out. We're going to listen throughout the day, see if, you know, we hear anything, obviously, if we see anything. And then tomorrow morning, same time, if I hear it again, then I can say, okay, it's this time in the morning. I hear it in this spot, same exact spot. And here's what you need to know. So we go about the day. What's going on? Went for dinner. Saw some out-of-town family or in town. Came back. Put my son to bed. And I mean, literally, as I am closing my son's door to his bedroom, after I put him to bed, I turn around, and there it is. The bat comes screeching down the hallway right at me. And I, in that moment, you wish you guys had it on camera, because I'm sure I fell to the ground, I'm sure. And like a little girl just yelled out, oh, and then, you know, some words I can't say on the radio. My wife is in, you know, what was the nursery just next door. So I go and I lock her in. And I'm just like, it's a bat. Just all freaked out. I'm like, we got it. It's a bat. I know it's a bat because I saw it was flying right at me. I'm like, is it in here? Where'd it go? I'm all flustered. Where'd the bat go? So I get my wife. I'm like, all right, you stay here. And then we got to close all the other doors. We don't want it to get into any other room. So I'm like, all right, making sure I know I just closed my son's door. I closed the bathroom door before just in case it got out, which now it's in the hallway. I have no idea where it got out from. Now, the project number two. But I'm making sure everything's so. I got my one dog is out in the hallway. I'm like, all right, get in here. Let's go. I shoved the dog in where my wife is just to make sure. I don't know. The dogs are up on their rabies shots, but I don't know. Is that like, how does the rabies shot work? And is that, can they still get it even after the shot? I'm all confused with shots now over the last couple of years. So, you know, I'm better safe than sorry. Got the dogs away from it. Okay, the bat's out there. And I'm just like, ugh. And now I'm in the back room that, you know, had the crib. We moved my son into a bed. It's got the crib in it still. And I'm like, oh, my goodness. Now, I'm sure I've said this before. We have the best neighbors in the world. We share a driveway, so it's a good thing. And they just happen to be outside in the driveway. And my wife opens up the window. And she yells down. And we're on the second floor, you know, way up there. And she yells down, there's a bat in the house, you know. I'm not going to try and do her voice. I won't try. John, there's a bat in the house. We do. So my neighbor, he yells out, whoa, what, you got a net or something? Like, no, I don't have a net. I'm not, I don't fish. I don't do anything. I don't have a big net. I don't spend my time on weekends catching animals or whatever it is you catch with a big net. So he goes, you know, hang on, I'll come back with some nets. Like I said, best neighbor in the world. So then I'm looking around. I'm like, okay, where am I? Where if I open this door and it flies in, I could catch it immediately. Again, because I open, you know, I open the door to get the dog in. I didn't see it. But, you know, now I don't know where it is. I probably scared it off. So what did I find? I'm looking all over for something to find. And I found a plastic bin that was all of my son's like blankets and stuff were in. So I turned that upside down, grabbed that, but it had too many holes. So I lined a plastic bin with a garbage bag that we were using for the diaper pail, diaper genie, whatever you call it. So I had that. So there is my makeshift bat catching, whatever you call it, pail, garbage pail. So then my neighbor comes back. I hear him, all right, we got some nets. And then he's there with a friend. So I'm like, all right, come on in. They go through the back door. I'm upstairs. I got my thing. I look like an idiot. They must have been laughing at me. I mean, if they weren't laughing at me here, they were laughing at me by the end. So I'm here with my big thing, and I'm making sure, all right, did I close all the doors? And they're looking around. He's banging on the curtains with the net, trying to see, all right, where did it go? It's probably hiding somewhere. We looked all on the second floor upstairs. Couldn't find it. Like, oh, man. Now we looked on the main floor, looking around everywhere. All right, not over here, not in the living room. Not hiding out in the kitchen anywhere. It doesn't look like. Where is this? My wife had already told me, if you can't find this, we're just leaving. We're getting out of the house. I can't sleep in here with a bat running around. I don't blame her. She's like, I'm going to my mom's if you can't find this thing in the next hour. She set the timer. So we're looking all over. I'm like, it's not over here. I'm like, would it have flown down, you know, into the basement? You think a bat's would fly up, but I mean, when this thing was flying at me, it was like waist height or something like that. I mean, could it have flown down somewhere over there? Because my basement, we don't have a basement door. It's just kind of an open hallway, curls around, and then you wind up in the basement. And, you know, we're all looking at each other like, well, it's got to be somewhere. So we step down the basement. I'm banging a couple things around. All right, where is this thing? And they're looking. And then I see it again. And out of the laundry room pops a flap, flap, flap. Pops the bat. And I'm like, ah, there it is. So I grab my stupid, you know, bag container thing that I made. And I try and get it and I miss. And it starts going toward the stairs. I'm like, oh, you know, saying all the words I shouldn't say on the radio. But luckily, it doesn't go up the stairs and out again. It comes right back. And I'm like, all right, I'm going to throw the can. I'm either going to get it or I'm going to stun it. And I, over my head, you know, like the pro wrestler throws the steps. I've got it over my head and I, boom. And I miss it again, of course. And then like a second later, my neighbor and his friend grabbed, they got it with the net. Got it with one net. And then it's still scurrying around. It's going to escape the netting. I mean, these things, I don't know where this got in still, but it must have gotten in a, you know, somewhere small. And I don't know how it got from where it was in the vent to flying around my house. But it got out. And so they put the other net on top of it, and it's like, all right, we got him. We got him. It's like zero dark 30. And no, we got him. Found it. All right. Took the thing outside. All right, it's not a problem anymore. See ya. And then, you know, crisis averted. Walk out there, you know, thanking my neighbor. My neighbor, the greatest his friend, greatest people ever to have next to you. The bat hunt was a success all throughout my house. It's how we spent last night. And then it took me a while to calm down. The adrenaline pumping through your veins, right? When you're going after the bat in your house. It took me a while to fall asleep after that last night. You know, getting up early in the morning, but we're back here. Woke up in the morning. Made sure, and by the way, you know, after that me, you know, here it is. me throwing that stupid container, trying to get the bat, missing twice. I mean, if they weren't laughing at me before, I can only imagine. Driving back, laughing at, like, what an idiot. I don't do things that are flying around. I have no shame in admitting it. It's like a little girl. Bird in the house, bat in the house, even a pet bird in the house. You have a pet bird in your house? I'm like, all right, you know, can I go in the room where that's not flying around? I just don't like it. Flapping and blah. Not for me. So they saw that in full action last night. They were probably having a good laugh at me. And then I woke up this morning. It's like, all right, listening again. My wife goes to me. She's like, I'm more concerned now after it's gone than I was before. Because, like, before, you know what they say, like, denial, it's not just a river in Egypt. You know, before it was just me telling her early in the morning, we've got something in the wall. Like, I know we do. See ya, I gotta go to work. And I think she just was like, yeah, well, okay. I'm sure you'll deal with that whenever. And then when she actually saw it, I think that's when she, even though it was out of the house after, she was a little more concerned after the fact. But I woke up this morning, same place I was the morning before. I'm listening very intently all around the house. Like, do I hear any more? Do I hear a flap? Is that a wing flap? No. Do I hear anything else in the wall in the same spot? Anything? Trying to think, look, okay, nothing. So I think we just had the one loose bat, which of course, once you see it, you do all the reading about it. It would not be uncommon, especially at this time of year. One bat flying into the house, little things, just learning how to fly and be on their own and whatever. And yeah, so there's the resolution to yesterday's show. It was a bat. You were right. An unbelievable response for, I didn't want to believe you. But you guys said bat almost within, 5 to 10 minutes, diagnosed the problem. And you were absolutely right. I saw it right out there. 803-0930 to join me on anything we're talking about here today on WBEN on our text board. You guys are still, you know, you're still trying to send that chill down my spine. How do you know you don't have two or three more? Okay, you know what? Just let me have one win for the night of getting rid of this bat before you get rid of it. You know, there's all these people saying, well, the bat, anywhere it can fit its head and get the rest of the body through. Their bones are flexible. Just a quarter, little hole, they can get through that. Well, I mean, what am I supposed to do here? You can only seal up a house in every vent so much. I mean, we got rid of the one, and now it's the time to figure it out. Right? Someone's saying, all right, now I got to have someone over, make sure all the cracks and the holes are sealed. I'll do it. Don't worry. We'll find it. I know what it is because you can hear it sometimes on a windy day. You can hear it like a flap go wherever that vent leads out to. And it is a very high ceiling, so it's very up there on the second floor, wherever that vent is for the bathroom fan, the exhaust. To get rid of all that steam that's there. But no, I'm not planning on having two or three more come to take its place. And to the person who texted in, how does my wife feel about finding out she had a wife as well? I asked her that same thing last night. Like, all right, what do you think? What do you think? You know, of me, just after this whole ordeal, are we still okay? She didn't have a problem. All right. Well, thank you for indulging me, giving you the resolution to yesterday's show. It wasn't bad. Saw that flying right at me. But that was what I was doing yesterday. What were you doing? Were you at the show last night? The person who texted in, they're very cute. Yeah, I'm sure. So are the snakes. Go hang out with them far away from me, please. Were you at the show last night? Is there a traffic nightmare? Because that's what I was expecting yesterday, and I would feel like today is going to be even worse. There's going to be a bigger crowd at the stadium to go see Metallica than there was yesterday. You've got, I would imagine, more people going to the fair in the South Towns, too, on a Thursday than a Wednesday. And people go on Thursday nights more so than Wednesdays, in my experience. And you're going to have, the show is kind of a normal start time, so you'll have more people on the roads exactly when everybody's on the roads, right, getting out of work. So you've got all of that going on tonight. It's going to be a traffic nightmare. Is it worth it? If you were sitting through the traffic or went out to the stadium yesterday, I want to hear from you. What was it like at the stadium show? Are you going tonight? Are you excited for all of the cool events going on over the next few days? Let me know. Brian Mazurowski here, 803-0930 on WBEN. Brian Mazurowski back here with you on WBEN. The point of the start of the show is basically just to say you were right. Give props to the listeners for diagnosing the problem, coming up with the solution right away. Andy, that probably includes you. All right, Andy, okay. What's going on? You heard the conquest. What do you have for us?
Okay, how about some mint balls, mint bombs? Rodents stay away from that stuff. If you go on some kind of farm implement, I know farmers that they put these mint bombs in their barns and it eliminates any rodents coming in.
You know what, Andy, I don't know if this is the same thing. My wife has done this for a number of, probably obviously have to do it again and maybe in more places, but she's put peppermint oil in places around there.
I got it in my, I use it for ants. Another item I've gotten through one of these catalogs you get in the mail, they're Honeywell, they're a strobe light, and it's got a humming sound to it, and you plug it in, you put one of these in each of the rooms. I don't know if Home Depot or Lowe's has it, but I got it out of a catalog. I bought two sets, there were about four in each set, and I put them in all my rooms. And that also eliminates any type of rodent.
Well, hey, look, you got it all figured out. Andy, thank you for listening. Thanks for the call. And thanks again to everybody for your diagnosis and telling me what's going on there. But, yeah, got the bat yesterday. Feeling good today. even despite all of you telling me watch out for more, I'm deciding to feel good today. 803-0930 to join me here on WBEN about anything we're talking about, including what's going on in the South Towns. It is happening time in the South Towns. So we've been mentioning this over the past couple of mornings. Three events in 4 days at the stadium, which is like a record. There's only been back-to-back concerts once at the stadium. It happened today. And then so you have Wednesday, Thursday concert, Friday, recuperate, Saturday, Bills' first preseason game. It was just announced, Sean McDermott over in Rochester at St. John Fisher just said Josh Allen will not play Saturday in the Bills' first preseason game. So maybe that alleviates traffic just a little bit. If Josh Allen is not going to play, maybe that stops a few people from going. I'm just guessing here, trying to figure it out. But you got all of that going on while the Erie County Fair is going on. And then somebody was texting in, just a reminder, I guess there's a concert at the fair tonight. Riley Green? I'm not too familiar. But, you know, the concerts at the fair, they bring a decent amount of people, more so than if there's nothing else going on, just the fair itself. So, I mean, what are you doing? Are you going down there? Are you figuring it out? If you live down the South Towns, are you, like, dreading today and Saturday? It happens once every year, or at least it seems to, where the fair and a Bills preseason game happen, you know, collide at the same. And usually, now it's on Saturday, but I feel like usually that's with, like, Friday go-home traffic, and it all comes together to one big, like, traffic superstorm every single year. We don't have the go-home traffic for the Bills preseason game, but we do have the go-home traffic for today, which is the Metallica concert, which is, and there's probably going to be more people there than at a Bills preseason game, actually, butts in seats. And the fair going on, which apparently has a concert of their own. So it's going to be crazy. If you dealt with it last night, what was it like? Let me know, 803-0930. And do you have a review? I mean, what was yesterday's show like? Yesterday is one I have to say I didn't have any interest in going to. I would not have really been. And Joan Jett? Love Joan Jett? Everything else? I don't know. Just maybe not for me. Probably wouldn't have went. But tonight would have been, I'm not going to go tonight, but it would have been one of, I mean, it was definitely something I've been thinking about basically up until earlier this week, because Metallica's great. They're great live. If you've never seen them, if you have, you know that they bring it for a good show. At the stadium though, that's the one thing. It's the thing that I love and hate at the same time, if you can kind of understand what I mean by that. The hate part's the easy part to understand, because what I don't like about the stadium show is, well, that you're in a stadium. You're with so many other people. You're generally sitting so far away. And, you know, honestly, even if you're one of the first rows from the stage, I feel like you're pretty far away. Like I said, I've said that before, I'm used to, like, guys screaming in my face, sweating on me. You know, you're able to bump fists and touch. I mean, you're on the stage in some cases in the shows I go to. So, I mean, that distance, it's not super appealing to me. Even at the arena, I've only gone to a few shows at the arena. Over, you know, I've lived here my entire life, but I saw Metallica when they came here on the floor, and very cool. But there was a little bit of distance, even though we were right up close. Like, you do feel just, you do feel that distance a little bit. It doesn't hit as hard as when you're in kind of a more intimate venue. But some people think exactly the opposite way. They love being around so many people. They think it's so cool. You have a huge crowd there. Everybody's happy to see the exact same thing. And there is something to that, like a communal excitement and buzz that grows through a huge crowd of people, you know, not unlike a Bills game. Surprise, surprise, it's exactly where they play. So I can see that. And then there's this, I started to talk about this at the top of the show yesterday. There is this idea of there's not that many opportunities left to see a concert at the stadium. And that's the one, I think, that's like the hook for me that's going to get me to one of these concerts at some point between now and 2026. Because I want to go to it one. I've heard so many stories over the years of people having so much fun at all these different shows. You know, Lynyrd Skynyrd I saw over there. I saw the Stones in 78 or 81, you know, with Journey or whoever they were playing with. Everyone who I know, they love to talk about, and they all have different stories about it. I saw the Clash open for the Who. At the stadium, there's 80,000 people there. It was absolutely incredible. And I'm like super jealous every time I hear one of these stories. Because when I was growing up, you know, born in 90, there really weren't those shows. You know, the Stones came back in the 90s, but, you know, I was still too young, like 7 years old, to really go to or enjoy any of those things. And then they kind of ended. You know, 2001, then it was over. There were no more shows at the stadium until 2015 when the Stones came back. And I still kick myself to this day for not going to that show. I should have went. I don't know what my... I can't think of a good... Probably the ticket price. If I am trying to think back to 2015, I was probably the ticket price where that would have been the most money I would have ever spent on any concert I would have ever been to. And my thinking at the time was, I'm going to spend more money than I've ever, you know, spent to go see anybody to sit, what, 100 yards or more away from the stage? I don't know. And then I saw everyone having a good time, and I kind of regretted it. So I'm like, all right, next time there's a big show when it comes back, I'll go, and I'll make it happen. And then they had, all right, so that was 2015, so I'm 25 years old. One Direction comes by, and like, yeah, that's definitely not going to happen for me. Guns N' Roses, no thanks. U2. No thanks, I'll pass. Beyonce, Jay-Z, sure was a great show. Not for me. Billy Joel last year. And, you know, I'm hearing all, what's it going to be like? Are there going to be a mask? Or, you know, what are you going to have to do? No thanks. I'll sit this one out. And I'm, you know, Billy Joel's great. But, again, the price tag. You know, is he $150 great? For me, not so much. And then this is the first year they've had three concerts in one season. Ever. I mean, really, from the beginning of the stadium. This is the first year they've had three concerts in one summer. Ever. And all three of them, I'm looking at, tonight would have been the closest I would have come to going to the stadium to see a show. Metallica. I like Metallica. Saw them before. They were great. And then it gets a little closer. I'm spending money on all these other concerts I'm going to. You have another thing announced here and there. And then you end up just going, I'll pass on this one. You know, we got a whole bunch of other stuff that I'm going to coming up. I'll pass on this one and get it the next time. And now, after tonight, you're reaching the point where next time, well, what's going to be next time? Because if the new stadium opens in 2026, you have 23, 24, 25, and then maybe 26. You know, maybe there's one last show in 2026. And maybe there's two concerts a summer at the stadium. You know, if that one would be, you went 14 years without any. And sometimes there's only one. But let's say maybe you have two a year. You're only talking after tonight six more concerts at the stadium venue. So now after tonight, it becomes a definite fear of missing out. It's like, okay, I've heard people talk about it for forever, going to shows at the stadium, and you're texting him right now. You know, you got the Stones, Edgar Winters, you saw Yes. Someone said the Stones in the 70s was the last time I went to the stadium. And, like, that's great, and you have that story, and you can say it, and I went to a show here, and I've never been able to say it. And that's always kind of bothered me, you know, a lifelong Western New Yorker. And I've never said, oh, I went to a show at the stadium. You know, I didn't get a chance. The odd closed down. I was 6 years old. I didn't get a chance to do it. All right, that's fine. But the stadium, that's been here for my entire life. What am I going to go see? So now I'm running the risk of I might have to go see One Direction. Right? I mean, if it comes down to the wire, like who is playing the stadium? I have to go to a show there. There's maybe, you know, I'm saying here six shows left. That might be it might be five over the next few years. Five or six opportunities to go do it. I'm passing up on a band I actually like tonight. So what's going to be the next one? And how many more times am I going to be able to say no? I might have to go see Taylor Swift. I might be next to Joe Beamer. Taylor Swift at the stadium, and I might have to be there. And then, you know, just like all my uncles and everyone else told me, yeah, I saw The Clash open for The Who at the stadium. It was awesome. I saw the Rolling Stones. And just like that, I can tell everyone, yeah, it was the old stadium was great. I saw Taylor Swift, man, she really rocked it. The whole place, it felt like it was going to collapse. Everyone was so excited. I mean, that's not to rag on any Taylor Swift fans, but it just doesn't have the same feeling as being able to say some of these other things. Metallica did play with Van Halen in 88 at the stadium. So they were there before. But now they're, you know, super huge. One of the biggest bands in the world. Have had, you know, some of the biggest hits in terms of rock record sales in the world. So it's a little bit of a different atmosphere as when they were just in the middle of the bill last time. But I want that experience. I'm not going to do it tonight. I'm hoping I get the opportunity to do it. I'm running out of things to say no to. Someone on the text board, I think Barbara Streisand is coming. You know, like I said, I'll have to say yes. I'll be in the lower bowl for Babs. I have to belt along the songs with her. Throw the lighter in the air and everything. It's going to have to be me. And I'm going to regret this. If that happens, if the Stones don't come back, you know, if they don't get McCartney or someone else who, you know, is big to play like the last show at the stadium, they bill it that way or something like this, I'm going to be kicking myself over tonight the same way I was kicking myself over the Stones. Someone's saying, quit procrastinating, go see a show on the textbook. Like I said, I mean, I've had my reasons over the years. Now I'm 25 years old. I certainly don't have $100 to spend on something where I'm not sure I'm going to have a good time at. And yes, you're right. Now it is more of a procrastination, laziness, would rather do other things. My kids got soccer today. You know what? I'm going to miss 2-year-old soccer for Metallica? I don't think so. I mean, that's not going to happen. We're going to be there kicking the ball around. Someone's saying Metallica just a polished Vegas act of themselves anymore. And, you know, look, they're old. I mean, what do you... Bands get old. Bands get old, but I will tell you, when I saw them a few years ago, way better than a lot of other old bands. Because I see a good amount of old bands. Oh, and someone's correcting me. Guns N' Roses, Metallica, 92. They did that. They were here in 88 with Van Halen, 92 again with Guns N' Roses. Anyways. They were a lot better than some of these other old bands. I go and see some old bands. I go and see Social D. And, you know, they're... It's a struggle sometimes. Like, the songs are going at half speed. Someone set the 45 to record length on the turntable when they're playing. You're just kind of, what's going on here? I've seen other old bands that kill it, and then there's others that are somewhere in between. The best older bands are when they take their cue. They know they're not as fast. They know they're not as, you know, crazy and loud as they once were 20, 30, 40 years ago. So they alter their set list a little bit. If you're not going to play the fast song fast, don't play the fast song. You know, and you have ones that are down just a half a step in your set list, you can do that. And there's no problem with that. I thought Metallica was great. I thought they were tremendous. My only complaint, I said it before, they weren't loud enough last time I saw them. Hopefully it's loud enough for everybody out there. I want people at the concert, at the fair, to be able to hear Metallica at the stadium tonight over whatever's at the fair. That's how loud I want Metallica to be tonight. That's then you know you're getting a good show. But like I said, you know, maybe 5-6 chances left to go see a show at this stadium before it's knocked down or whatever they end up doing. I mean, you would assume knocked down to the new stadium before the new one opens. And I'm taking my chances. I'm not going to see a band I like tonight. So, and I'm going to go to a stadium show before it closes down. So next year when they announce something that I would never see in a million years... Right? That'll be me. But no, two-year-old soccer, that's better than Metallica. They're much younger. They got more energy than Metallica. I'll tell you that on stage. I'll be back here tomorrow. Brian Mazurowski on W. We got a special guest tomorrow. Talk a little late-night TV tomorrow. There's some cool things happening at the National Comedy Center. And from Carson to Fallon, where did that go off the rails? We're going to talk about that tomorrow when I'm back with you here, and I'll be back with you bright and early. Brian Mazurowski on WBEN.